You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go.
And welcome on back to another episode of Trap Door to Hell. Another fantastic episode. As always, host here, Travis Gunnarsson. Joining me today is a new friend of mine. His name is Casper, not to be confused with Casper from the AFC West NFL episode. This is his son, Casper Jr., George Jr. He could tell me to go by Casper, but whatever. Casper, welcome onto the show. It's nice to, you know, formally meet you today, and it's nice to have you on. I appreciate you doing this, especially short notice. I mean, I told Johnny Rocha for next week. I texted him about maybe coming on this weekend. He goes, well, I got a guy who might want to do it today. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I love doing these types of things. I've only done a few, but, you know, I'm glad to be here. That's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for inviting me. Oh, fuck yeah. But, oh, we're going to have a good time today. We're going to have a good time. Real quick, house cleaning off the top. I feel like I keep doing this every week, but this past Sunday, again, I didn't put out any clips this week, and Johnny Rocha is doing me a huge favor. Every week he's going in and he's clipping, he's giving me timestamps for clips I can make. But this past Sunday, as you guys were literally probably listening to the episode, it was debuting on YouTube and being published everywhere. My dog that I, you know, had for a month or whatever passed away. So it was a tragic accident. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. It was a tragic accident, but it kind of just threw me and my family through a whole loop in the past week. So again, I didn't do clips this week. I wish I had somebody out there, a loyal listener, who would do clips for me, maybe get a couple bucks off the side for me, but you know, it is what it is. But we're here. We got another new episode this week. Going to be great stuff. And then also really quickly, what I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure that everybody who's interested can go to my movie score database here. Like I said, I've got I'm close to 242 movies, one of which most recently here I'll highlight. House of Gucci got a whole 19 out of 100 from me. That was a big stinker that I watched the other day. But the link to this, to view this, is pinned on my Twitter, or it's pinned on the Trapdoor to Hell Twitter. It's in the About section on Facebook, and I've been putting it on the YouTube descriptions for the video. So if you're watching this, you can go check it out. Find anything. I mean, we're starting to review, and then you guys can also send me emails about stuff you want to, like old school stuff, Boogie Nights, 97, 89 out of 100, all kinds of good stuff on here. So looking for a movie to watch, you know, think my opinion is worth a fucking shit, you can go there and look before you watch anything. And we're back.
That's awesome. I'm always looking for new movies to watch.
Oh, dude. Well, let me tell you, like I just mentioned, don't bother watching House of Gucci. That was terrible.
All right, I won't.
Yeah. So speaking of, do you watch a lot of movies? We had a huge conversation last week about them.
Oh yeah. I mean, like me and my wife, we watch a lot of different movies. So I think the last movie we just watched was The Batman. Really enjoyed that one.
Batman, the Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
People who listen to that know I love that. I love Robert Pattinson. I think he's great. You know, one of the things you always hear is like shit talk about him as a person, actor. It's just people who don't really know shit don't ever watch movies. He's phenomenal. And I think he's probably close to one of the best Batman to ever do it.
I mean, my favorite Batman is still Ben Affleck, but that's personal opinion.
you're a Batfleck guy, huh?
Yeah, I am. I just like him.
I think
I liked him.
Christian Bale does. See, I think Christian Bale does that kind of ominous, like he doesn't do the philanthropist thing quite. He doesn't do either, right? Because you think about it, it's two different characters. You're playing Bruce Wayne and then you're playing Batman. During all those times, he's supposed to be the philanthropist and like playboy millionaire and be Batman on the side. And I think the only one who could truly capture both of those things at was Michael Keaton. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah. For I know for the Batman, they were trying to go for more when he's still going through the times of him being depressed. So I thought, you know, he did really well playing Batman as in you know, Bruce Wayne and the Batman.
Yeah, it was super interesting. And for people that don't know, actually, I think it was a month or so before the movie came out, they released a prequel book, which was like a, I think it was less than 50 page or maybe somewhere around there. It was less than 100 for sure page book that kind of chronicled where this Batman was. And you're exactly right. It's in the stage when he first takes over the Wayne Foundation of, you know, his father's legacy, but he hasn't grown up to learn that he needs to do that. All he wants to be is Batman at this point, and he drowns his sorrows and missing his family and stuff like that in being Batman, which I think Pattinson does great.
Yeah, he was awesome in that. So I never really had a complaint about that movie. I thought it was really good.
No. He's in a great movie called Good Time. If you ever have some time to watch that, that's phenomenal. It's directed by the Safdie brothers. They did like Uncut Gems. Did you ever see that one?
Not either. No.
Those two, they're like, it's wall to wall nonstop. It's so fast paced. And like, you never get like, as an audience, you never have a chance to breathe. When I watched Uncut Gems for the first time in the theater, it was a packed theater too. And this is, I think it was either right before COVID or something like writing was on the wall or whatever, but like you can feel, you know, that when you can cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah.
And so it was like that in the theater. And then as soon as the ending happens, which I'm not going to spoil, like you could hear everybody just kind of, oh my goodness, what is going on? It was crazy. And then like nonstop, you know, when you're walking out of theaters, you hear everybody kind of chatting about what they just watched and stuff like that. And it was no different. It was just like to a heightened level. I love that movie. Some of my friends are idiots. They're like, this movie stinks. I'm like, you don't know fucking film.
It sounds awesome. You know, I might have to watch it or something.
It's great. Like your dad, you're staying with your dad for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
I took me, my brother and my dad. We were the ones that went to the movie together. Like just the dudes. It was because it's centers around sports gambling. So like it's a relatable thing for a lot of people, you know, especially having that, you know, like, you know, we're not crazy sports gamblers. Oh, and there's a fucking, I know what that was too. You could probably pick that up from, did you hear that outside my window?
No, I didn't.
I know my mic picked it up and people listening. There was this fucking VW bug that I seen earlier that was hot rotted out.
Ugh. Oh, I could hear it. Okay. I did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. You did hear that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways, it's a good movie. Let me see. I bet you it's on streaming somewhere. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Uncut Gems. Streaming. Have an answer for you. Oh, shit. Oh, I guess you can't watch it for free anywhere anymore. Fuck.
Oh, man.
But it's for rent, $2.99. What? Oh, wait. Nope.
A movie?
You can watch it on Netflix.
This is one of the ones you're talking about. Oh, it's awesome. Netflix? Cool.
You can watch it on Netflix.
Yeah. I'm always on that.
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. Adam Sandler too, serious role. Great, great stuff. But anyways, I mentioned that you're down here with you're down in SoCal with your dad for the weekend. That's where he stays at. But you're from, or you live in South Carolina currently?
Yep, that's right. I'm over in Beaufort, South Carolina right now.
That sounds so familiar. One of my friends, Vicky, has a mom out there. Her mom moved out there, and that sounds familiar, but I don't know. Continue. I'm cutting you off.
Oh, no. You're fine. But, yeah, I moved down there for the Marines back, 2 years ago almost. So I've been down there for a while. But I haven't been back home for, like, you know, almost 3.
Oh, no shit.
I've been back home for a little bit.
Are you active duty right now, or what's that?
Yeah, I'm active duty. I chose to go active when I was at the recruiting building. So I didn't want to do reservists because, you know, I didn't have like a full plan. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do active duty. I can always do college while I'm in.
Yeah. So is that the plan right now, is to kind of go through college and get that shit paid for, learn something?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm actually about to start my college coming next month or maybe the month after that. But I've already started my getting my tuition assistance together and all that, kind of picking out a master's and all that stuff already. So, you know, they put me together really well in there. They taught me how to, you know, get a lot of things together in life, especially because I only got 2 more years in. But, you know,
hell yeah,
it's really good.
How insane is the boot camp for that shit? Is it like as for real as it's made out to be, or what?
Yeah, I'd say depending on where you go. So if you're in East Coast, east of the Mississippi, you'll be going to Paris Island. If you're west of the Mississippi, you'll be going to San Diego. If you're a female, you used to only go to Paris Island, but now San Diego now implemented a female recruits in with the male, so they do co-ed recruit training now. But depending on who you ask, West Coast, Best Coast for recruiting. I'd rather freaking...
Well, you're in fucking San Diego, dude. I mean...
You would think it's not that hard, but, you know, after basic... So in the middle of basic training, you go to Pendleton. And Pendleton's, you know, if you've ever been down there, there's a dirt hills and mountains, and it's a desert pretty much. And those mountains go from, you know, kind of steep to, why am I climbing this right now? And that's what we say is harder for the Marines out there, because in Paris Island, it's just humidity and bugs. That's it. That's all you got to deal with. So we always make fun of the East Coast Marines being like, oh, it's not that hard.
So are you stationed out there in South Carolina? That's why you moved there?
Oh, yeah. So after I went to school for my MOS, they gave me these duty station out in South Carolina for F-35 aircrafts. So I'm at Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort. That's our Marine station we have out there. And then the closest one to us is Paris Island. So I'm like 15 minutes away from Paris Island. So
no,
a lot of military presence out there for us right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your service and joining the military. Since I have a military man on here, you know, I can do some push-ups and sit-ups, but I don't know about all that shit.
Okay. Well, it's my honor and pleasure, man. It's not everyone can be a Marine, and, you know, I made it. I had the opportunity to make it. A lot of people don't, so, you know.
I always think it's funny. Were you recruited out of high school?
Nope. I graduated high school, and my dad kind of, you know, he wanted me to be better than, you know, just sitting at home. So he said, hey, you got to go to school, get a job, or do something with your life. You're not going to just sit here and do nothing. I said, okay, military sounds cool, because I've always wanted to do military. Originally was going to go Air Force. Not going to lie. I had an Air Force recruiter call me. He said, hey, you can come be a pilot for us, fly jets. I said, no, I want to be a drone pilot. I want to operate drones and do bombing strikes like that. They said, oh, we don't do drones in the Air Force. And I said, okay, I'm good then. I went to the Marine recruiter after they called me, and they said, yeah, we have a drone pilot contract. We have a drone pilot ATC contract, which is, ATC is air traffic control, which is what I ended up doing. So when I signed that contract, I had an opportunity to do either or. Unfortunately, when I signed it, right after that, the program for drones became a officer-only type of program. So I was air traffic control originally. I ended up going through the schoolhouse and failing the test, the last one. So I got reclassified as a flight equipment technician, and that's what I made it as right now for F-35s.
Hey, it is what it is. That's pretty cool to work on those fucking things, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I think it's really cool to work on a F-35s compared to the other aircraft, only because it's like, you know, that's the newer bird we're using. It's an old aircraft, but, you know, it's new for the military. at the moment, because these things have been around for a while, for like a while. So
you could have been, you could have literally been the next Top Gun, dude. What the hell?
Oh man, speaking of Top Gun, I got a buddy out here in Miramar, and he just had the Top Gun bird land on his airspace or on his airfield, and he was doing maintenance on it.
Oh shit!
And stuff. Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! That's cool shit.
So I got to see him take pictures of that for his job. He's an airframer out here. So he worked on F-35s, but you know they had the Top Gun bird come and land. So that was pretty cool to see him do that.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Whenever I start talking about what a fucking hilarious story was, one of my friends in high school, and it's always funny. It's always like one of the weirdest relationships to me is like a recruiter who like comes to the high school and takes like kids to lunch. It's always been like a strange fucking thing about it, you know?
Oh, and, yeah. Me and my recruiter were really close. Staff Sergeant Sober Honest. So he used to come pick me up and take me, because I didn't have a car at that time in high school, because I was like senior year high school. I was in the pulley program. I wasn't recruited yet, but you know, I was still PT'ing with the pulleys and on track to, you know, signing a contract for the Marines. But he used to come pick me up from home and take me to PT because I didn't have a car that I could drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No,
I did wreck my truck.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So that was the reason he was picking me up after that. But you know, me and him were really, really close. And then he'd always make sure that I was like, you know, okay for a lot of the events we were doing, because we'd go do like community events and go help people. The pulley event that I actually totaled my car with was we went down to a farm and actually helped them with all the animals getting ready for preparations for a Halloween event they were doing there. And then on the way back, totaled my car.
God damn. So, what'd you fucking total your car doing?
Oh my gosh. So right here, so I was driving past the light, right? I just came out of a light and the speed limit is 45. I was going 45 and this dude ran a stop sign coming at me and parked right in front of my car because he saw me and panicked like a deer in headlights. So I swerved into the turn and couldn't make it because my truck doesn't have a turn radius.
Mm-hmm.
And I hopped to the curb and hit a concrete wall.
Ugh, yikes. So what kind of truck was it?
It was a 2000 GMC Sonoma. So.
Oh, Sonoma. Was it the single cab one or the extended cab ones?
Single cab. Yeah. But it did have an extended truck bed, though.
Yeah, yeah. Those, because those were the little ones, but you could get like the 6-foot truck bed instead of the 5-foot truck bed.
Oh, yeah.
They had shitty axles on it and they had shitty steering components. Yeah, I know all about those trucks.
Yeah. It was funny only because I was, my mother had freaking, we've been fixing that truck since I got it, like tires, the O2 sensors, the radiator ended up being cracked. I messed up a transmission line at one point. Like everything just kept going wrong. And then like finally the truck was good. Everything was good. And then I totaled it. It was like the quiet before the storm. And
you're like, God damn it. I would have just fucking ran this thing off a hill if I would have known after I fixed everything it was going to get totaled.
Yeah.
Crazy now is that truck is probably worth like fucking $6,000 on the market, when back then it was probably worth like $1,500. So insane.
I still got it totaled sitting out in the desert with my mom at her on her property.
Oh, so you still have it, huh?
I still have it. I'm thinking of fixing it, but I'd have to take it and get the frame.
The frame's probably bent to shit, huh?
Yeah, I'd have to have the frame pulled, reinforced, and then maybe get a parts car, just swap parts with it.
Well, was it a 4x4?
No, it was not.
I was going to say that those are like, when you get something like that, if you could straighten out the frame like pretty good, what you can do, what I would start doing is basically making it a fucking kit truck, right? Some of the cool shit. So they do it with like old wrecked, like when people wreck like Blazers or Broncos or anything like that, what they'll do is they'll be like, all right, well, let's straighten this frame out. We have the whole running gear and shit like that. All we have to do is make hockey pucks and shit to fit any style body we want on here. Let's go get a fucking Camaro thing, and then we can make this a badass. God damn it. Well, we can make this a badass. No, no, no. It's a fucking thing. Badass 4x4 fucking Camaro or something like that. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to go fix this really quick.
That's all right. I gotta grab a different drink.
And we're back. All right. My fucking background here, because I'm literally tucked in the corner where I have my room set up, right? I'm in an apartment, so I don't have much room, and I'm not allowed to have my monitor and my whole fucking PlayStation and podcast set up in the front room or anything, because I have all my Funko Pops set up out there.
My gosh. So, you should have done it when I got home then, because I could have showed you my living room with all my Funko Pops.
Oh, you got a good collection?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, let's talk some shop then.
I get clowned on at work about it. They're like, oh,
what?
Dolls and stuff. And I'm like, they're not dolls. They're vinyl figurines.
God damn right. Like, what a fuck. This is a fucking man of my own elk right here. Man of my own elk.
Get made fun of for playing with little like toys and stuff. Be like, they're not dolls or action figurines.
Oh, I'm a fucking collector. So how many are you about got in your collection?
Oh my gosh, I got so many.
Do you have the Funko app?
I do. I don't put them in there though.
Oh, you got a catalog, brother.
Oh, I know. I got so many though. I got at least, I'm gonna say, 30 in my collection.
That's not bad. I'm almost to 200 in my collection.
Yeah.
But that includes
more, but I just but can't.
That also includes like some like mini figures and keychains and like little stuff that they allow on there. Like if I were to say like Pop Pops, it would probably be close to 160 or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. For no. That, what do you collect mostly?
I collect mostly Batman stuff. I'll collect because it started off with the 80-year anniversary for Batman. That's when I really started getting into him. I was like,
80-year. That was like last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah. I remember this line. I remember when this line came out.
Yeah, so I thought those were real cool. So I started buying them, and then I was like, oh, these are super cool. So I kept buying them and buying them. I got Batman. I got Deadpool. I got Disney ones like Nightmare Before Christmas and a couple others. I got a few anime ones like My Hero. I think I got Fairy Tale going on. I got some like TV people like from Friends. I think maybe The Office. Not me because I like them, but my wife does. I got Casper the Ghost because of Casper. But I think the the big ones I got an Alfred with the mansion, and then I got a big huge Pusheen, like the little cat thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my collection.
Awesome.
Like, I got random ones, but those are
once you start getting diving in head first more to this, what you'll start to figure out is more like lines of and like general senses that you want to do, and you'll start thinning out like those weird oddball ones and shit like that. That's what I had to do, because I had like maybe like a handful of like Rick and Morty stuff. I had a handful of like Crash Bandicoot stuff, handful of this, handful of that. And then like my Marvel collection grew really big. My horror movie collection grew big. And I'm like, you know, I wanted to get into more Star Wars, because I had a couple Star Wars stuff. And I'm like, I'd rather like dial back these weird, like, niche kind of small collections I have and focus more on getting more Star Wars stuff, and then like Disney stuff too. There was a couple lines that I really love. One of them is they're called Pixar Remix ones. So what they are is it's the aliens from the Toy Story films.
Yeah.
But they're dressed up as different characters from different Pixar and Disney movies. So like it's Alien is Buzz, Alien is Woody, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I want every single one of these. So I'm like, I'll sell some of these off, focus on that. And then like Diamond Edition Disney ones are some of my favorite. They have some really good stuff. And then like I collect all things Goofy. So I got some really cool Goofy ones. I actually just picked up it's Goofy and he's riding in the Dumbo ride. It's Dumbo, but it's the Dumbo ride explicitly.
Yeah.
It's a really cool pop, you know. I've got this whole collection. It's the Casey Jr. train from Disney Parks, and it's got the characters riding it. It's a 6-piece set. Donald's the caboose. Then it's Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald. No, Donald's the caboose. Sorry. Pluto, Dumbo. Yeah, that's it. But like the Dumbo, the Goofy, and the Pluto are worth like $130, $120, $110.
Wow.
And I've seen the whole collection of the train go for like $700 to $800 on eBay, like as a whole set. So wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The winch, you start diving in, buddy, you're going to have stuff like this too.
Oh, yeah. I don't have nothing crazy expensive. I mean, like, I don't know. I think maybe the most expensive one I might have is I think I have two. It's a Jack and Sally. They're two separate, but they're matching like black boxes with, and they're all graffitied out.
Oh, those are the newer art versions. Yeah.
They got like the sticker on it from whatever Target. They're
from. Is that a Target exclusive?
I don't think it was a Target exclusive. I don't think it was like that. I don't think I have a picture of them either, man. I wish I had a picture of that wall of Funko Pops I had. I don't think I have it though.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Hey, well, you got my number now. Send it over. Off of this, I would still love to look at all this stuff. You know how you get stuff. There's a couple of these that I, you know, ran into way after the fact that I knew that they were valuable and got them. But a lot of them, it's just buying them early and like being able to track and get them from the cons and get the exclusive releases online. I follow a guy on Instagram. It's a Dis Period Trackers. And whoever runs this page literally is posting all day and every day. This is the newest release. This is the newest release. Here's a link to pre-order. Here's a link to pre-order. It's all up in the bio. And that's how you get the valuable stuff, is you see that shit online and then you go, oh fuck, okay, well let me I like that a lot. Let me get this now. And then it ends up being worth some shit someday, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I just ran into one of my buddies and he had he watches, what is it, One Piece, and he has two of the characters that are signed from like the Comic-Con with that special card on the back of them. I'm like, dude, those are probably worth money. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to sell these. I don't even care. I just like them.
I always brag. It's the same thing. I always brag about that fucking train that I see on eBay for like $800. And my mom is always one to call on me. I'm like, yeah, that one right there. Yeah. And I'll tell her every time, I go, yeah, that one's worth about this much now. And she's like, but you're never going to sell it. And I go, nah, I'll never sell it. But I also collect weird shit too, like some like off the wall shit. Like I have these rubber hand puppets that are from an animated series in the 90s called Street Sharks.
I've never heard of that.
It was basically like a spin-off version of Ninja Turtles, because the Ninja Turtles were so popular in the early 90s. The reason that these things are so good, like the show only ran for a couple of seasons, like as an animated show, and it's not that great, honestly. I didn't really watch the show, but I exclusively remember the commercial for it was Vin Diesel. He was the guy in the commercial for it, and he's sitting at a table with all these toys, and he's got the hand shark, one of the hand sharks in his hand, and he's like, oh, 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 with the fucking thing. So I like, it was a, I forget what, one day unlocked it, just the core memory got unlocked from that, and I was like, I need to collect all four of these hand puppet things. And then, you know, I ended up just like telling everybody like in my family, like for Christmas and stuff, like, I want these. And they're like, what is it? And I go, here's a link to it on eBay. And then they all bought them for me. Now I have that collection sitting here, but it's like,
awesome.
You know, It's just super weird. Like I have Iron Man Gauntlet that moves. That was like a $150. What's that?
I've seen a couple of those. Those are awesome.
Yeah, like they sell them at the parks and shit. Like I pre-ordered it. I pre-ordered it 3 months before Endgame came out, and I got it like 6 months after Endgame came out. I forgot I ordered it. This big box showed up at my door. I'm like, what is this? And I open it up and I go, oh fuck, this is awesome. It's the best day of my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, super cool. Super cool stuff. Well, do you have any questions about the show, brother? I mean,
this is the first time I personally hear about the show. Not trying to, like, you know, be like, oh, this, like, whatever. I don't know.
No, this show stinks. We all get it. Yeah.
My dad told me you guys had a podcast. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm down for that. You know, I like freaking talking to people. I can talk about anything. I'll talk about freaking anything, like the earth being flat or whatever you want, really. But
fuck,
you know,
yeah.
What is your podcast really about?
I float a bunch, you know, we kind of talk about whatever, you know, whatever's on the mind or shit like that. But what I've been doing recently is I've been saving videos from like my TikTok feed, and I've been watching them on here and like discussing them with the people on. That's been a real treat. So I'm getting ready to put you into that right now. So just so you know, if you need to scooch closer to your phone, go ahead and do it, because we're about to get into this right now.
I'm a TikTok fiend, man. I just sit on here all day, especially like after work and I'm home by myself because my wife's not home or something. I'll just keep playing. I'll just keep watching.
Keep watching them over and over again, huh? All right, let's see. I got to make this. Come on. Come on. I hate this fucking thing. Just go bigger. Why can't I make this any fucking bigger? I'm about to cut all this shit out. All right, whatever. I guess I can't make this fucking thing any bigger.
I think I already know which one this one is, because I can tell just from the quote.
You think you know this one?
Yeah.
Have all you right, seen let's, it? Let's play it. So it says, just because you don't see the beast, winky face.
Just because you don't see the beast, it doesn't mean the beast isn't there. Be careful playing with
Spider-Man.
Somebody's
kindness. Oh, oh. They obtained their beast. Which one's the real Spider-Man?
Oh, I can't even tell. It's the guy from Fortnite.
I always love that. It's well, I can't tell because this person, I didn't do a deep dive on their thing, but one of my favorite things is special handicapped people in Spider-Man costumes. I just fucking, I can't get enough of them. I love them so much. They're some of the best people on earth. And this, for those people who are only listening, was basically, you know what's funny? This sound is only used for like weird, like the weirdos of the TikTok, where it's like, they're trying to be all tough and they're definitely not. It's like, you know, the only way you can know the beast is unleash or something like that. And it's going from one frame to the next. It was a picture of Spider-Man from the Ultimate video games. And then that Spider-Man. Very fun. Oh, which one is this one? I'm trying to remember. Well, we're going to explore together. So.
Nolan, we're going to the club tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Get you done up good. Which pair do you want?
How much are they?
They're like $69.99.
Ha ha ha, $69.
Okay. I can't believe he's freaking laughed at that. That's funny. Nice.
It was they're going out boot shopping before they go out to the club, and as they're showing off these boots, they pan over to a dude in a wheelchair, just can't move at all, mouthpiece to breathe and everything, and he's the one who does the 69 joke. Oh, when I watched that for the first time, I was like, that's funny. And then he started fucking talking about other $69, and I about damn near fell out the chair. Oh, All right. Any comment on that last one before I go into this one?
No, I'm ready for the next one.
you're like, you're getting a good idea of what my TikTok feed is, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You deserve this one. I made something just fresh, just for you. A fucking knuckle sandwich.
Homeboy's got no shirt on. It's very obvious what he's doing. He's definitely got his hand wrapped up in aluminum foil, and it's under the grill. And then he makes that comment, and he comes at the camera. Oh, man. That's pure gold right there. You know what's funny? That guy was probably very serious about doing that.
Oh, yeah. He had someone in mind making that.
I had a big plate today. I put like four on here today. There's one that goes literally back to back, and it's fucking, I can't wait for it. Can't wait for it. Oh, that's what's funny. Do you watch The Boys?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you might still laugh at this. This is, I pulled this one off an insert, obviously. 3:53 p.m. today. Yeah. I think everybody can relate to this. It says children when they see someone with a disability, and this is the scene from I believe season one of The Boys where I can't remember their names. I can't remember his name. He's in, they're at the racetrack and he's looking up at wow, why am I blanking on all their names?
Homelander.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, that's funny. And it just says children when they see someone with a disability. I mean, that's relatable. I mean, anytime. Go ahead. Yeah, let me hear this.
Sorry. I got a buddy with one arm, and I make jokes about it all the time. He's not military enough, but I met him in high school. And, you know, I'm always asking him, like, you need a hand or something? Like, I'll do stupid things like that. He doesn't have his right hand. And I'll be like, are you doing all right, man? And he just looks at me like I'm freaking stupid.
Wait, how did your buddy lose his arm or his hand?
He was just born that way. It's up to the elbow, so he doesn't have anything past his elbow.
He's got a nub, though.
Yeah. It's the funniest thing ever. Not making fun of disabled people, but we've learned to joke about it, and he's a real good sport about it.
My grandfather, before he passed, he had diabetes, and he had lost his leg from his knee down. And I would say maybe this is at this time, it's got to be like maybe 8 years ago or something like that. I was either close to graduating or almost graduating. My brother was about to go into high school or was early in high school. And we're talking about family one day, and my brother just goes, yeah, you got to be careful, like, sitting by the curb. That's how Papa lost his leg. We're like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, Papa told me that he was sitting on the curb with one leg out, and the car came by and ran over his leg, and that's how he lost it.
That's it. Funny.
And my Papa died. He had died, like, fucking... it like 8 years before that he died when we were kids. So I'm like, my brother was probably like maybe six when he heard this, and I'm like, you've been holding on to this for almost 10 years. What? It was fucking hilarious, and it's just like, you know, you're sitting there and you're laughing so hard you're fucking crying with your family. It's like that he it's like he's up there literally crying laughing, like, I got one over on you guys. Oh, this one, I did a dive on these attacks. Just imagine feeling this emotion or feeling something where this emotion comes out of you.
We do it too.
Okay, no, I'm recording you.
Record her.
I am recording.
Record her. Goodness sakes.
Get out of here. Fucking white people.
A couple things I thought was, one, you're that mad where you're like uncontrollable with your body and didn't drop one slur. That's the craziest thing to me. That's the craziest
thing nowadays, dude. They're just ridiculous.
This looks like it was at a beach too. So I'm wondering, she's got a tape measure in her hand, which is what the tape measure. I thought it would be funny if she was freaking out just because they were like measuring something together and her friend pulled the tape measure too far and it busted it so it can never retract again. And she's just screaming mad. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was funny. Karen Lives Matter. I got to do a deep dive on that page. I followed it so I can go back later. Just watch white women freak the fuck out. Oh, all right. Oh, this one. Interesting. It says making a TikTok to get the swingers party started. For me and my thought. Take a shot and make a TikTok, bitch. Fuck it up. Take a shot and make a TikTok. Take a shot and make a TikTok. Bitch, make a TikTok, bitch, make a TikTok, bitch. Take a shot and make a TikTok, bitch. Fuck it up. Take a shot and make a TikTok.
Oh, I hope one of them fell.
Where are the dudes at is where I'm curious. This is a swingers party.
There's no dudes.
Not one of these dudes took a shot. Are they? I was so curious. I was waiting for the same thing. Well, actually, I was waiting for like the back half of the group to be extremely fucking ugly. That's what I was waiting for.
So I'm like, there's gonna fall. One too many shots got them to fall over.
Yeah, I don't know. It brought more questions up. It's not really naturally funny, but it brought more questions to my attention. Like, so you're doing a full TikTok before you're about to have sex with other people's spouses, but you couldn't get. You can agree to get all the. You can agree to switch spouses, but you couldn't agree to get any of the men to be in your TikTok video. I'm like, I'm just thinking to myself, what kind of standard is that?
Yeah.
I think this is the double one. Yes, this is the double one. All right.
Never take a girl's margarita.
Also, wait, let me hold it. Can you tie my shoe for me, baby?
You have me over here playing Kangaroo Jack while you fucking drink on my margarita? I don't think so. Give me my margarita, tie your own fucking shoe, and get your baby.
What the fuck is up with this woman's voice?
I don't know. She sounds like a little squeaker kid.
Did you hear that? These people are a
12-year-old kid.
These people are at Disneyland, by the way. And that woman that you heard, like, she is a grown woman. That is not a child. That is a grown woman holding a baby in a baby Bjorn and a stroller. Like, not only did she have a squeaky voice, but she like had the speech impediments like she's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me hopping around like a kangaroo out here. Yeah. So then I went and took a deep dive on their page. And I found this
people have
one.
Been bashing and making fun of my girlfriend because of her voice. She has finally broke down.
I mean, now I feel bad, but
that was the whole intention of me putting that second video in. I knew I was gonna get whoever came on with me to fucking feel bad. I don't feel bad. Fuck your voice. Do not put your shit out. Look, I got a fucked up face right now. I'm on the fucking internet. You know why? Because I passed out and I fucking went face first into the carpet. Make fun of me all day. I wasn't drunk. I just have a teenage girl disease that makes me pass out easy, but was not drunk. But call me drunk. I don't care. You're on the internet. You put yourself on the internet. You are subject to get the shit talked to. You talk like a fucking child. Grow up.
Grow up.
Casper, you want to co-sign?
Co-sign?
Yeah, you want to co-sign my comments?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't laugh a lot of time. Like I said, you put it on there, I was like, oh, I just laughed at her for that. I just made fun of her for sounding like a little 12-year-old squeaker off Call of Duty.
Oh, that's one of my favorite sounds from TikTok, too, is the two little boys from Call of Duty fighting each other back and forth, and the one's arguing that he does know how to, that he can jerk off, and they go, you've never came before.
Oh my gosh, that's, I just love listening to those rages. They're the funniest thing ever.
They are
nothing
the best.
Like the Modern Warfare 2 days, but you know, they're so funny.
The noob tube days from Modern Warfare 2, those were,
oh my gosh,
kids would not. It's a fucking meme now, but it's for real. Like, these soft ass kids, man. Like this. Imagine this woman on trying to get into Modern Warfare 2 lobby. Nah, not today.
Never.
This one's a good one. This one's a great one.
Brother fell in the Target parking lot.
Oh my
God. Hey kid, must be like 12-year-old. You know what's funny is like how big both of these do, but all this whole family is probably loaded up in this car because they've got this little boy who's extra chonk. The guy next, his older brother, what looks like next to him, who's probably about 6'3" when he gets out of this thing, 260, and then the sister, I mean. I can only imagine, loaded into the back seat. So who's riding in front, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. If the boy looks that way, you know, parents probably aren't far off, but that's what I mean.
You remember being a kid and not knowing how to use cuss words and trying to get all pissed off, and you say, well, even now you get all fucking, you do something, you fuck something up and you just like lose it. And you say some shit and you're like, I don't even know what the fuck I just said.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was his age. Nope, that wouldn't have flowed.
Oh, yeah. No. Like
one bit.
No. It wouldn't be caught on video because your parents would be beating the shit out of you. Yeah, this is, I remember this would be more like you're out in the front yard and nobody's around. Your aunt's watching you inside, but she's only watching daytime soap television. She's not getting off the couch to come check on you guys.
No.
That's probably just a little specific to me.
If I fell and got hurt when I was a kid, it was rub some dirt on it and shake it off. That's what I grew up with.
Right, this kid. I thought this kid, when I saw that, I thought they were going to show like this kid all banged up and something. For those of you listening at home, it looks like he's just doing the Family Guy thing with the...
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's funny.
That's the last of my TikTok corner. So thank you for.
Oh my gosh, that's it.
I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, it was nine. Last
one. I got a kick out of a lot of them.
I don't want to overload that segment, but like I feel like just under 10 is a sweet spot there. We could kind of run through them. They're only a minute. Make your comments. Get in. Get out. Feel bad about making fun of a woman for the way she talks.
It's all right though.
Your face, dude.
I got some funny TikToks that I could send. I don't know if you can screen them off your phone or nothing, though.
Nah, I would probably.
That's all right.
Nah, I got to like download them up to the. That's one of the things about doing this podcast and stuff like that is like I only used to do audio. So I for a long time was holding off because like even starting doing the podcast because. I'm so worried about the product that I put out there that I want to understand everything before I start. But the problem is you don't learn anything unless you start, fail, and then learn from it. So, you know, when it came time to, I've been for a long time saying that I want to, you know, put this show onto YouTube. I wanted to build a whole set and do, well, not build a whole set, but at least be able to have a roaming set where I have microphones for everybody can do it. It's just not practical. It's more practical to get on Zoom, but then I got to figure out how Zoom works and how can I do all the stuff I want to do. So like learning how to share screen and how I need to save videos and what's the best way to edit them has all been just a gradual process. And I do all the work myself for this whole thing. So once this is really awesome. Yeah, once this is this when we're done with this meeting, I'll end the meeting. It'll download the MP4, the just raw MP4 file to the computer. And then tomorrow I start working on editing, cutting, like, you know, when this fucking piece of shit falls down and we have a minute break. And I have to make all the overlays for every single thing. So anytime we cut to a different, like when we go from this regular two screen, this being recorded, then we go to some, when I'm sharing a screen, that's a different file that I need to edit, make on Photoshop or whatever, and then edit and then slap it on top of the video. So it's just a process, but you know.
Yeah, I get that.
It's nice and it's fun to do. I enjoy doing it, so why the hell not?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Well, what are some of the other things? What do you do for fun? What do you do on the side? You know, we talked about your work and shit like that.
I mean, for a side, like, I mean, me and one of my buddies out there, we go play paintball. We'll do some mil sim practice. He's not military or nothing, but, well, sort of. He got medically discharged during boot camp for getting hurt. But we'll do some mil sim practice out in on the paintball field on a team. We had a team for a while there. So that's one of my hobbies. I'm a huge gamer. I got everything. I got PS5, Xbox, Series X. I'm building a PC currently. I got a Switch, VR. I got all that good stuff.
Do you stream?
I mean, I try to stream back when I had the time in the schoolhouse. But, you know, the only person that would really watch me would be my wife. And that's because she wanted to see me game. And I stream, like, single-player games. I started streaming Dead Space. And I beat Dead Space 1 on stream. I started streaming Dead Space 2. And then, you know, still only my wife was watching me. So I was like, I'm good for now. I'll play a different game. I tried streaming like Call of Duty, like the bigger games everybody plays, right? Like Call of Duty, Fortnite, Apex.
It's literally that's literally all I play is Call of Duty.
And it's not like I'm garbage. Like, I'm pretty freaking good. Like, when I was before military, I was on my way to, like, I could have been freaking really good. I was beating motherfuckers. Sorry, language. But
you don't give a shit. I'll say cunt on here. I don't.
All right, just making sure.
But yeah, just don't say the N-word and we're all right.
Oh, no, I promise.
No, don't worry. I cut it out of every episode. I mean, every time I have my brother on, he says it like 40 times. I just can't get him to stop.
But no, like, freaking, I had a team. So this, not going to make a story sound sad, but I had a team. We were the Taken Clan. And during, like, old school Call of Duty from Modern Warfare 2, so on and so forth, we used to be Taken, and our clan tag would be 75-0, and that's because we'd beat people in team deathmatch, hardcore or core team deathmatch, 75-0. And people were like, oh, no, you can't do that. And then we'd have other clans go against us, wiped. And it's not like, oh, we're like using like crazy overpowered classes. No, I'm using the same class you're using. I'm just playing smarter than you.
Yeah.
You can call it what you will.
No, there's a certain skill. Like, people who play the games can understand that, you know. It takes a different skill to it. It's just interesting, you know. You know, it's one of those things, too, because I was for a while there. I think it was really during COVID, because I hadn't played video games. Because, you know, life is just busy. Like, and it wasn't always a priority. I played way back. I had an Xbox 360. I played up until, like, I pretty much graduated high school. And then just kind of stopped playing, got a job, girlfriends, you know, going out drinking with the guys, concerts, all kinds of shit. I was always staying busy. I started coaching Little League, started coaching travel ball teams. So I never really had time for the pandemic. And then, you know, hit. And I was like, well, I didn't have a job before. And I damn sure wasn't going to get one at that point. So I bought a PlayStation 4. And I'm like, well, my boys are playing fucking Call of Duty every fucking day. Let me hop on and see what this Warzone shit's about. And just got back into it. Yeah, just got back into it. Play
I got some nasty clips.
Huh?
I got some nasty clips on Warzone.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, especially on like Resurgence and Rebirth.
Oh, Rebirth. Yeah, that's all I play now, because that Verdansk, ever since they got rid of Verdansk, I mean, this fucking Caldera map stinks.
Oh yeah, I garbage. There's way too many places for like, if you're not in the zone already, you're fucked. 100%.
You're either new
from somebody on the high ground coming in zone, or you're fucked from it being way too far for you to run in. And that's it. That's the game.
I forget what the new map is right now, but I played it. I literally there's one, not the what was it? They just did an update not too long ago. Because it's not the regular resurgence. I don't know. But there's a new map that's pretty fun. It might be the new resurgence game. I don't know. I haven't hopped on. It literally downloaded. I played the day after, and I haven't been on. I've just been so fucking busy.
Yeah, I love that game mode. That's why when you were saying when we talked about the kids complaining about new tubes and stuff, I found a little freaking cool thing. If you saw on Cold War, they got the noob tube. They got noob tube in the new Call of Duty too. But the noob tube for Cold War does more damage. So if you pick that up and you throw the little Nova 6 rounds in there, when you hit somebody, it turns into a huge cloud of Nova 6 gas and they go down instantly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I was just messing around one time. I was like, I'm going to run a noob tube. And I ended up getting like 5 kills with a noob tube. And I was like, hell yeah. So I freaking, next game, I freaking threw in the Nova 6 rounds and it hit somebody and killed him. And it turned into Nova 6 gas all around him. So his teammates couldn't res him and stuff. I was like, oh my God, that's great. So I've been keeping that in my class for a while. That's some funny. Yeah.
That's the shit that like, You stream that and it's probably hilarious because you're getting so many fucking death comms and stuff like that, but it's still super hard because everybody's streaming on Twitch now and stuff like that. You have to be like so persistent. When I was streaming on Twitch and shit like that, I'd be like, all right, I'm posting like I'm starting my stream in an hour. I'm setting up my stream now. Like, let's go. Everybody join in. Here's the link. Like Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Over and over again. Then you still only getting like 6 dudes. But like the clips on TikTok, I think, is where a lot of people are getting views from. And like to go around killing people with Nova 6 noob tube in Warzone, I think would get big hits. I think I would think, but
I got a really good hot mic at the end of the game one time. And me and my friends freaking say some crazy things to him, but one of the things he said, he's like, this motherfucker's running around with a noob tube. I said, yeah, and I fucking nailed all three of you with a single shot. What are you gonna do about it? He got real pissed and started saying some things you can't say on a stream. So I was glad. I was like, you know what, maybe it's good I don't stream, because I get things said to me that shouldn't be allowed to be said to me. And my friends, we talk back, but it's always like, you know, I don't go too far with my things, but
No, I got one buddy who's just like, he waits for those end of mat, like victory royale. All right, we fucking won. Let's do it. Let's fucking wait for these guys. See if they stick around and hear us fucking shit talk. And it's fucking, oh, yeah. It'll just go. It's fucking hilarious. But
yeah. I think it's so funny to shit talk people. We used to do it all the time, freaking me and my buddies on a game called Smite, but I haven't played Smite in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Oh, it's really cool. You know League of Legends?
League of Legends?
Yeah, you know League of Legends?
Sounds familiar. I think I don't know it off the top right now, but I'm sure if I looked it up, I would know of it.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like League of Legends, but instead of it being characters like just made up, they're gods from different religions and pantheons and stuff like that, and it goes crazy. And more of the story, after a match we'd get messages on Xbox Live like complaining about our builds, our god choices, why the hell were we sitting in the tower the whole game. And I'm like, dude, I'm just playing the game better than you, that's all.
I love that. The messages were great. I used to have the big D-pad, the big keyboard that would plug into the bottom of the Xbox remote. You know what I'm talking about? So like in the middle of a fucking Modern Warfare match, you'd be in the little chat in the bottom corner talking shit with your thumbs down here, like in between deaths. It was, oh man, that thing was great.
I love playing with that thing. But freaking nowadays a lot of games have that, but I don't use that. I just send messages if I'm going to talk shit to people.
Yeah.
Well, I invite them to a party and they join in like a idiot.
Yeah.
Something else.
What did you think was going to happen here?
Yeah. And then there's like four dudes, but literally the one person that joined in just wasn't ready.
Very funny. Very funny. Well, all right, Casper. It's getting about there. I appreciate you coming on today, brother.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for inviting me, man. I love doing these things. If you ever want to talk again, I'd totally be down.
Of course.
I'll talk about anything.
If you want more
about military life and stuff like that, I could totally bring up more stuff about that, too.
Well,
fun to talk about.
If I'm ever, you know, I'm kind of collecting a slew of different guests I could pull from at this point. So your name will definitely be added to the list. Make sure you text me that, you know, text me your number and your socials and stuff for this. But while we're here, why don't you shout out your socials here verbally for the people only listening to the audio?
Oh, so I'm not super popular or nothing, but my Instagram is just my name, George Casper. GeorgeKasper, and it shows a little picture of Crowley from Supernatural. For TikTok, I don't do nothing on TikTok either. But
then don't worry about it,
George Casper. So I'm not very into the social media, but you know, maybe if I keep thinking about streaming, I'm gonna start streaming Overwatch 2. I'm playing the beta right now, and
there that's you go.
Really fun. So I might throw some Overwatch 2 clips up.
Well, what's the Twitch?
Oh, the Twitch is going to be my gamer tag. It's going to be PTK Tribute 55.
There you go. PTK Tribute 55. Look out for the Overwatch streams for sure.
Yeah.
You know, people, please put it in your notes. Be following. Yeah, you got to use it. What you got to do is got to, like, I'll help you. I'll help you out, dude. What we'll do is I'll get your, gamer tag and stuff. Create basically a layout that says stream starting soon, like a elaborate layout graphic design that you could post on Instagram every time you're about to stream, and then hit the link, put the link in your bottom section there. That way, every time you're just bam, 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 streaming.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I helped J-Ro with his logos. I get bored. I like to fuck around with the graphic design shit. So you're a friend now. Friends get the graphic design bump from me.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That'd be really cool.
Of course. And everybody out there, you know where to get this shit. Trapdoor to Hell on YouTube. If you're not already watching it, please go subscribe to that. Like the videos. Please like the videos and comment if you can. Comment, you know. I want to get more. I keep forgetting to check the Yahoo email for this, so. It's better if I get alerts for the comments. So if you comment on the video, like suggestions and stuff, it's honestly better. But if you still want to email trapdoorpod@yahoo.com, we're on Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell. Like us. Yeah. Look at that. There's the YouTube right there. Like, yeah, go ahead. Subscribe.
Notifications on.
Right on. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter @trapdoorpod. Like us on Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell. Appreciate you guys always listening. As always, we'll see you next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Peace out, guys.
Trapdoor to Hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trapdoor to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trapdoor to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go.
Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know.
From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky,
you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know.